This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the Taste of Home magazine, The Winter Issue. And I'd like to begin with Merry and Bright Morsels, some lovely baked goodies. The subtitle, Sweeten Your Christmas Seasons with Bite-Sized Treats. It's a Mexican chocolate walnut cherry biscotti that we'll start with. Nancy C. Evans of Phoenix, Arizona supplied this recipe. She says, I love to combine flavors and spices from different cultures. These crunchy cookies have ground cinnamon, a classic flavor in Mexican chocolate. They are loaded with maraschino cherries and walnuts. For this recipe that makes about 2.5 dozen, you will need all-purpose flour, sugar, Dutch processed cocoa, baking soda, ground cinnamon, cayenne pepper, eggs, vanilla extract, chopped walnuts, chocolate chips, semi-sweet, maraschino cherries. Now, specific amounts, 2 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of Dutch processed cocoa, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 6 large eggs, room temperature, divided use, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cups of chopped walnuts, toasted, 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 cup, about 6 ounces, of maraschino cherries, drained and halved. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. In a bowl, whisk the first 6 ingredients. That's all-purpose flour, sugar, cocoa, soda, cinnamon, and pepper. In another bowl, whisk 5 eggs. Now you'll notice it asks for 6, use 5. Whisk 5 eggs and vanilla. Stir into the dry ingredients. Stir in the walnuts, chocolate chips, and cherries. Transfer to a lightly floured surface. Knead gently until the dough forms. The dough will be sticky. Using floured hands, divide the dough into 3 portions. Shape each portion into an 8 by 3 inch rectangle on parchment-lined baking sheets. Beat the remaining egg. Brush over the tops. Bake 30 to 35 minutes or until firm to touch. Cool on pans on wire racks until firm, 10 to 15 minutes. Reduce the oven setting to 300 degrees. Transfer the baked rectangles to a cutting board. Using a serrated knife, cut diagonally into the 3/4 inch slices. You're going to cut them into 3/4 inch slices. Place on baking sheets, cut side down. Bake until crisp, 10 to 12 minutes on each side. Remove from the pans to wire racks to cool completely. Store in an airtight container. Now, one cookie is the equivalent of 208 calories, 8 grams of fat, 3 are saturated, 37 milligrams of cholesterol, 78 milligrams of sodium, 33 grams of carbs. There are 19 grams of sugar and 4 grams of fiber, and 5 grams of protein. Now, review of the ingredients for the Mexican chocolate walnut cherry biscotti. 2 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of Dutch processed cocoa, 1 1/2 teaspoons each of baking soda and ground cinnamon, 1 1/2 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 6 large eggs, room temperature, divided use, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cups of chopped walnuts toasted, 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and 1 cup, that's about 6 ounces, of maraschino cherries drained and halved. Now we'll turn the page and we will find that there are some chocolate mint sandwich cookies. These are from Bertha Brott of Linden, Washington. She says, I got this recipe from my daughter years ago. I've taken these chewy filled treats and treasured the recipe to many cookie exchanges. This recipe will make 2 1/2 dozen cookies. You'll need butter cubed, packed brown sugar, water, semi-sweet chocolate chips, large eggs at room temperature, vanilla extract, all-purpose flour, baking soda, and salt. Then the filling is confectioner's sugar, softened butter, 2% milk, peppermint extract, salt, green food coloring, and that's an optional ingredient. Now, the specific amounts. 6 tablespoons of butter cubed. 1 1/2 cups of packed brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of water. 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips. 2 large eggs at room temperature. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking soda. 1 teaspoon salt. Then for the filling, you'll need 2 1/2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1/4 cup of butter softened, 3 tablespoons of 2% milk, 1 1/2 teaspoon of peppermint extract, a dash of salt, 3 drops of green food coloring that is an optional ingredient. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a small saucepan, combine the butter, brown sugar, water, and chocolate chips. Cook and stir over low heat until the chips are melted and cool. Beat in the eggs and vanilla. Combine the flour, baking soda, and salt. Gradually add to the chocolate mixture. Drop by rounded teaspoonfuls, 2 inches apart, onto the ungreased baking sheets and bake until firm, 10 to 12 minutes. Remove to a wire rack. Now for the filling. In a large bowl, combine the confectioner's sugar, butter, milk, extract, salt, and if desired, the food coloring until smooth. Spread on the bottoms of half of the cookies and top with the remaining cookies. Now, one sandwich cookie is equal to 213 calories, 8 grams of fat, 5 of them are saturated, 23 milligrams of cholesterol, 187 milligrams of sodium, 36 grams of carbs. That's 27 grams of sugar, 1 gram of fiber, and there are 2 grams of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients. 6 tablespoons of butter cubed, 1 1/2 cups of packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 2 large eggs at room temperature, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Those are the ingredients for the cookies. For the filling, a review of ingredients, 2 1/2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1/4 cup of butter softened, 3 tablespoons of 2% milk, 1/2 teaspoon of peppermint extract, a dash of salt, 3 drops of green food coloring, which is an optional item. Now, across the page is a recipe for cookies that I'm quite familiar with. There are some members of my family, I think, who've made these for many, many years, and they may be familiar to the listeners, but if not, I'd like to share them with you anyway. Peanut butter blossom cookies. Tammy Merrill of Wake Forest, North Carolina, provided this recipe, and she says, these cookies prove peanut butter and chocolate just belong together. They're an easy family favorite. The cookie makes 3 dozen. You'll need butter softened, creamy peanut butter, sugar, packed brown sugar, 1 large egg, all-purpose flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and milk chocolate kisses. Specific amounts, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar, 1 large egg, room temperature, 1 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 36 milk chocolate kisses. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a bowl, cream the butter, peanut butter, and sugars until light and fluffy 5 to 7 minutes. Beat in egg. In another bowl, sift together the flour, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Beat into the peanut butter mixture. Drop by level tablespoonfuls 2 inches apart onto ungreased baking sheets. Bake until light brown, 10 to 12 minutes. Remove from the oven. Immediately push a chocolate kiss into the top of each cookie. Cool on pans for 2 minutes. And remove from the pans to the wire racks to cool completely. Now, 1 cookie is 106 calories. There are 6 grams of fat, 3 of them are saturated, 13 milligrams of cholesterol, 92 milligrams of sodium, 13 grams of carbs, that's 9 grams of sugar, 0 fiber, and 2 grams of protein. So a quick review of the ingredients for the peanut butter blossom cookies. 1/2 cup butter softened, 1/2 cup creamy peanut butter, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1 large egg room temperature, 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 36 milk chocolate kisses. Now, turning the page, I see a raspberry pistachio thumbprint recipe. Laura Strickland of Jackson, Mississippi writes, thumbprint are a classic Christmas cookie, and I especially like my updated version with pistachios. This recipe makes about 3 dozen. It uses butter softened, confectioner's sugar, vanilla extract, all-purpose flour, salt, finely chopped pistachios, seedless raspberry jam, and some additional confectioner's sugar that is an optional ingredient. Now, the specific amounts are 1 cup of butter softened, 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup of finely chopped pistachios, 1/2 cup of seedless raspberry jam, and some additional confectioner's sugar, which is optional. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees. In a bowl, cream the butter and confectioner's sugar until light and fluffy, 3 to 4 minutes. Beat in the vanilla. In another bowl, whisk the flour and salt. Gradually beat into the cream mixture. Add the pistachios and mix well. Shape the dough into 1-inch balls. Place 1 inch apart on ungreased baking sheets. Press a deep indentation in the center, each with your thumb. Fill each indentation with 1/2 teaspoon jam. Bake until the bottoms are light brown, 13 to 16 minutes. Remove from the pans to wire racks to cool. If desired, dust with additional confectioner's sugar. Now, 1 cookie is equal to 97 calories. There are 6 grams of fat, 3 are saturated, 12 milligrams of cholesterol, 65 milligrams of sodium, 10 grams of carbs. That's equal to 4 grams of sugar, 0 fiber, and there's 1 gram of protein. So, a review of the ingredients for the raspberry pistachio thumbprints: 1 cup of butter softened, 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup of finely chopped pistachios, 1/2 cup of seedless raspberry jam, and some additional confectioner's sugar that is optional. Now we'll turn to another recipe in this group. It's an Italian sprinkle cookie. Gloria Crasciolo of Newburgh, New York, says these cookies take some time, effort, and equipment, but they're well worth it. So we'll see what this is about. This recipe makes 7 dozen cookies. It uses large eggs at room temperature, all-purpose flour, confectioner's sugar, baking powder, shortening, almond extract, lemon extract, that's for the cookie, then for the glaze, confectioner's sugar, warm 2% milk, almond extract, vanilla extract, and colored sprinkles. Now the specific amounts for the cookie: 6 large eggs, room temperature, 5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 2 tablespoons plus 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 cup of shortening, 3 teaspoons of almond extract, 1 1/2 teaspoons of lemon extract. Then for the glaze, 3 3/4 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1/2 cup of warm 2% milk, 1 teaspoon of almond extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and some colored sprinkles. Using a heavy-duty mixer, beat the eggs on high speed until light and foamy, about 5 minutes. Set aside. In a large bowl, combine the flour, confectioner's sugar, and baking powder. On low speed, gradually beat in the shortening and extracts until the mixture resembles fine crumbs. Gradually add the beaten eggs. The dough will be stiff. Roll the dough into 1-inch balls. Place 2 inches apart on ungreased baking sheets and bake at 350 degrees for 12 to 14 minutes. The tops of the cookies will not brown, but the bottoms should brown slightly. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine the confectioner's sugar, warm milk, and extracts until smooth. As soon as the cookies are removed from the oven, quickly dip 2 to 3 at a time into the glaze. Remove with slotted spoon or tongs, place on wire racks to drain, and immediately top with sprinkles. Let dry for 24 hours before storing in airtight containers. Now, one cookie is worth 87 calories. That's 3 grams of fat, 1 gram is saturated, 13 milligrams of cholesterol, 49 milligrams of sodium, 14 grams of carbs. That's the equivalent of 8 grams of sugars and 0 fibers. And there is 1 gram of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients for the Italian sprinkle cookies. For the cookies, 6 large eggs at room temperature, 5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 2 tablespoons plus 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 cup of shortening, 3 teaspoons of almond extract, and 1.5 teaspoon of lemon extract. For the glaze, 3 3/4 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1/2 cup of warm 2% milk, 1 teaspoon of almond extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and colored sprinkles. Finally, here's a recipe from the Holiday Cocktail Party Contest in this issue. It's a secret ingredient chocolate chip cookie recipe. It's from Grace Vallow of Salem, New Hampshire, and she was one of the contestants who was chosen as a winner. The cookie recipe makes 4 dozen cookies. It uses unsalted butter cubed, packed dark brown sugar, regular sugar, large eggs, vanilla extract, all-purpose flour, salt, baking soda, baking powder, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and some optional sea salt. Now, the specific amounts are 1 cup of unsalted butter cubed, 1 cup of packed dark brown sugar, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 large eggs room temperature, 1 1/2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, and 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. Sea salt is an optional ingredient. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a small heavy saucepan, melt the butter over medium heat. Heat 5 to 7 minutes or until golden brown, stirring constantly. Transfer to a large mixing bowl and let cool for 10 minutes. Beat brown sugar, sugar, and browned butter in a large bowl until blended. Beat in the eggs and vanilla. In another bowl, whisk the flour, salt, baking soda, and baking powder. Gradually beat into the creamed mixture. Stir in the chocolate chips. Drop the dough by tablespoonfuls, 2 inches apart, onto greased baking sheets. Bake until set and edges begin to brown, 10 to 12 minutes. Cool on pans for 5 minutes, and if desired, sprinkle with sea salt. Remove to wire racks to cool. Now, one cookie is 103 calories, 5 grams of fat, 3 of them are saturated, 18 milligrams of cholesterol, 86 milligrams of sodium, 14 grams of carbs, that's 9 grams sugar, 0 fiber, and 1 gram of protein. Now, a quick review of the ingredients. 1 cup of unsalted butter cubed, 1 cup of packed dark brown sugar, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 large eggs room temperature, 1.5 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2.5 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips with the optional sea salt. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I wish for you a wonderful day.